Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I have been ill recently, but I have been reading some of the messages and things, and I just can't believe it. I mean, I am just not only embarrassed, but my feelings are hurt about some of the things that some of the people that I thought liked me or were happy with me have said about me, some nasty things, and seriously hurt my feelings. And the mayor's not excluded from that. I've read some of hers too. I mean, I'm a devil. I'm just all kinds of things. And I've never intentionally been hateful to anybody here.
City Councilwoman Roxanne Meese in the city of Milton, City Council Melodrama Theater, scene 4 today. This is a big, long meeting. The text messages that she's talking about are from Tom Powers as part of a public records request that Alex Andrade, city attorney, has made of him and several other people. And it's long. The document I'm looking at is 7,700 pages long. With all of these different text messages involving other people connected to the city or city business, including Mayor Heather Lindsay and members of the Pitchfork Posse, and also, importantly, Teresa Messick, who is also on the Historic Preservation Board with him. And yes, there are some mentions of voodoo and dark arts. Some unkind remarks of many different kinds. Teresa Messick, for her part, the motion had been to remove him and her from the board. Jeff Snow had wanted to get rid of them, saying they have violated Sunshine. I think there's some evidence of that. I think that's correct, but maybe only a few times. But definitely, public records have not been produced properly. Tom has been producing them. Teresa Messick, that's kind of the issue with her, is denies that they exist.
Teresa Messick, I've been in the city probably 22 years, and I have served on the preservation board, and I have not violated any Sunshine or ethics.
She says, but
that request that you had was in May, and I was here, and I never said anything about text messages. I said emails.
So what she's referring to there is a May meeting, the work session in May, in which this question had come up about whether she had public records that had not been disclosed, because she was one of the people from whom Alex Andrade had requested public records of a variety of sorts. And she said back then that she didn't have any, and she wasn't talking about email. She was talking about text. Here's the audio from May.
Ms. Messick, have you not already told the clerk that you have no text messages to produce and just admitted at the podium that you have public record text messages to produce?
I don't have any text messages in reference to city information. I do not. So if you have those, sir, please provide those.
Thank you.
She did have... I mean, she was talking about text, even though in the meeting recently she said she wasn't talking about text, so that's false. And B, I've read the text messages from Tom Powers' data dump, and there's all kinds of stuff about city business in there. All kinds of stuff. So there's definitely public records on text that she has not produced. So that's just wrong. But I think, frankly, I think some of these people are confused about Sunshine and public records law, which is understandable. It's a kind of a confusing thing. But I just think they don't even know the half of how it all works. And it's not really that complicated. If you have a document that talks about city business and you're an employee or a staff member or an appointee and somebody asks for that document, you must produce it, period. And also, you cannot have meetings with other people who are on voting boards with you about agenda items that might come up before your board. That's called having a meeting. That's a violation of the Sunshine Law. So this is interesting. She's addressing the text that had been read to her by Jeff Snow about a door configuration on one of the historic buildings, or is it in Milton? That was the issue. And she says, that's easy to understand. I actually had a phone call with Tom Powers in which we talked about it. What? You're getting yourself out of the public record by explaining that you had a meeting with another member of the board.
So go ahead.
The church should just apply to put new doors on that side that matches the front doors coming into the building.
Okay, let me explain that. I got a call from Tom on March the 29th in reference to Liberty Church. And he asked me if I knew anything about the doors at the Imogene. But he didn't, you know, I didn't address the Imogene. And I said, what are you asking about the doors? He wanted to know if they were historic. And I said, Tom, I don't know if they're the original doors.
That's a meeting about city business by two members of a board about an issue that they might, I mean, what?
And because they were thinking about taking that door off. And so I texted him back.
Can I interrupt
Saturday.
Real quick, Teresa, real
Excuse
quick?
Excuse me.
I'm asking you if I can.
That's Jeff Snow.
If we're talking about doors and different things on historic buildings, that's historic business. Am I wrong or not?
No, you're not incorrect. And
that's Alex Andrade. And
going back again to the text, the initial communication to the city clerk was that there were no texts to provide, text messages. And then there's also a significant record of the use of Mr. Messick's email to send messages to Miss Messick. And so, again, folks might not like the fact that I can read a statute and state what does and does not violate the statute, but
as the city attorney,
there are some very obvious instances where the statute has been violated.
So I know from Alex's perspective, the problem here is that everybody either doesn't understand the Sunshine Law and the Public Records Act, or they're not complying with the Sunshine Law and the Public Records Act, and either one of those is a problem for the government culture in the city of Milton. And I think he's right. I just think, I don't know which one it is, but, you know, neither one is okay. Now, one of the key, this is more of a technical thing, but it's worth knowing. If I were on a council, like a county commission, like if Heather Lindsay decides to send a text to Mike Cusack and tells him what she thinks of an issue, that's not a Sunshine violation unless he responds. Then it's a discussion. Then it's a meeting not noticed in the public with a transcript and a court reporter. Okay, so it's not until you get a response back. That's why some of these texts are not Sunshine violations, because there's no response. But they're definitely public records, and that's a problem.
But if you've got something, quit being about it. Quit taking up time in the city. Send it to the state attorney and let him decide.
And that's kind of Sherry Chapman's takeaway.
You are not a judge. You are not a jury.
Talking to Alex Andrade.
You have an attorney and you have council members. You cannot hold a court of law like you were trying to do right here. And I know some people's britches are getting tight because they think that they've got more dog in this hunt than what they do.
I almost never agree with Sherry about anything, but she is by far the most entertaining character in the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater series. Santa Rosa County and Milton, she just has a flair for the weird expression, for sure. So, you know, there's a little bit more bickering. We don't need to get into all of it, or do we? I mean, I don't know. I got this woman named Lauren Odgers who's basically screaming at everybody and screaming at Alex Andrade, and then, you know, or at least loudly berating him. Then Heather Lindsay, there's this whole issue of the names being called and the voodoo dolls and the dark arts and all of this. Heather Lindsay.
Well, Mies, I don't think I ever called you such a name. I'm sorry you saw something like that, but it wasn't from me. And if there's something I missed, I hope you'll tell me, because I've never thought of you that way. I can't believe I ever said
that. If y'all don't think names are being called, I'll go ahead and say something. If you don't think names are being called, just from the emotion from the last speaker, okay, can let you know that names are being called. You're supposed, I don't care where you're from, who you are, you're a human being in this city where I'm not above you, I'm not below you, I'm beside you. And you don't have, I'm sorry, but you don't have that mentality. And I'm sorry, but that is a problem. Let's work together rather than sit here and point fingers at every single body up here when we're just trying to do what we think is right.
Just because you don't think it's right don't mean that we're all wrong.
Good applause for Gavin Hawthorne trying to be the voice of reason. By the way, I totally skipped you on traffic, John. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I-10 flowing smoothly. If you're traveling southbound on Davis and Olive Road right by Olive Baptist Church, you're going to see some major delays right there as just traffic volume is backing up. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Oh, my goodness. Last bits here. Gavin Hawthorne says, can we not behave? And Heather Lindsay says, yeah, I wish we could, but then.
But you're. And I'm not up here saying that I am. I don't know everything. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
You're out of time, Ms. Odgers. Councilman Hawthorne.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Appreciate what you're saying. And you're right. Names have been called. For example, I was shocked when I saw a text message from Mr. Andrade to Councilman Jarrett, I believe it was, calling Councilman Cusack, excuse the child, hold the child's ears, ass. So, yeah, names have been called. And this city needs to heal. But this city is not going to heal as long as we keep ripping up the wounds. So I'd ask for public comment to wrap up so these motions can be voted on. Yes, sir.
It is not safe to go back in the kitchen just yet. So my favorite moment of the whole meeting, honestly, aside from all of the humor and hilarity and childish bickering, and it's like your drunk in-laws at the family barbecue or whatever, you know it is, right? You just can't believe elected officials behave this way, and some who are not and some who are appointed, just a variety of people. But former retired deputy, I didn't write down his first name. I should have known. His last name is Fisher. I want to say Bobby, but I could. That's not right. Anyway, Heather Lindsay said his name, and I'm sorry, I just didn't write it down. This was the best comment of the night. You ready? This is the best. This is everybody in Milton City Council or Milton City Council adjacent needs to hear this.
One comment. Would this council, this audience, please calm down? And let's get to council business.
Yes, sir.
And quit calling people names and trying to dig up some trash just because you don't like a person. Every single one of us. Okay? Let's have business. This is what this is supposed to be. Not a bunch of name-calling junk.
I keep hoping I can embarrass them into behaving. I keep hoping that ridiculing this nonsense. And Milton is a great city with very good employees, and the city generally runs very well. But man, the city council is just a hot mess. And it's not necessarily everybody on council, but to some degree, everybody plays a part. And, I agree with the deputy, and I wish for better. I would love to see the series die. I'm not optimistic about that happening. 8:22 here on News Radio Pensacola.
The history of the Blue Angels is brought to you by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
Some published accounts, including a few from the Navy itself, as to how the Blue Angels got their name are inaccurate. One story says the name was coined at the Cleveland Air Races in 1946 when a reporter, after witnessing the performance, exclaimed, "Those boys are out of this world." The angel word was a natural offshoot of such a phrase, and the name stuck. Another version claims that a man in the grandstands yelled, "God, if they don't look like Blue Angels." Well, those might be interesting side tales, but they're not true. Here's how the Blue Angels really got their name. The press had been referring to them by their official name, the Navy Flight Exhibition Team, or as simply, that Navy Flying Outfit. Thinking a more exciting name would bring added recognition to NAS Jacksonville and the team itself, the base newspaper, the Jacks Air News, conducted a contest with a $10 cash prize to whoever submitted the best name. They were looking for a name with zip and color. Among the names submitted and considered were Sky Dancers, the Flying Buccaneers, the Sea Eagles, Top Notchers, the Skyscrapers, Navy Cats, the Blue Bachelors, the Sky Rocketeers, the Cloudbusters, Stratocats, and Aerocats. But the winning name was Blue Lancers. That's right, the Blue Lancers. The young boy who submitted the winning name got his $10, and the Navy Flight Exhibition Team got a name. So why don't we call them the Blue Lancers anymore? As it turns out, the men of the Blue Lancers didn't much care for the name. Soon, the Blue Lancers were scheduled to perform in New York. In preparation for their trip, they were looking through the New Yorker magazine when they came across an ad for a local nightclub called the Blue Angel. The consensus among the team was immediate. They loved the name. Commander Voris announced the new name to reporters during the pre-show briefing at the World's Fair of Aviation in Omaha, Nebraska on July 26, 1946. Henceforth, they would be known the world over as the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
The Blue Angels get a new plane and lose a pilot. In the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
I get up, I get down. I feel like maybe we need to inject some Bill Murray into the Milton City Council meeting.
You need to just randomly play it during the meeting.
Just randomly do it. 826 News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has got our traffic for us, John.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. If you're traveling eastbound and also westbound at Airport and 9th Avenue, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I will say this one thing. Mm-hmm. I have so got sucked into this thing, too. I mean, I didn't even mention this hour about the great butterfly gang war of Milton of 2024. Two different factions of butterfly lovers are at feud with each other in Milton right now. It's the most Milton thing ever. The peaceful, most peaceful, calming, and beautiful, kind little thing. And two different warring factions of butterfly advocates are fighting over it's all of this. I mean, it's. But it is. It's like, you know, how you get sucked into your drama on TV and you're like, yes. I know all these characters and all the history. That's where I'm at with Milton. Like, I can't quit it now. You can't quit it. 827 on News Radio Pensacola. If you're thinking about doing some home repairs or improvements, or maybe you build things for a living. I don't know. Could be anything in that scale, you know, anywhere from me to actual competence. And, you know, like the professional builders, hey, go to Pensacola Hardware. If you've not been and talked with them about, you know, how they can help you and how they can set you up a monthly billing and how you don't have to send, you know, Jimmy down with the credit card to go buy something today because they can ship it to your job site, all that kind of stuff. If you need it, they have it. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Seriously. They can get it for you same day instead of having to wait a day to order because they'll have it on hand. And even if you need advice, they've seen the problem solved, and they have solved them, and they know the codes. They probably know the inspectors. They can help you. So whether you're just an amateur, you know, home repair person or whether you do this for a living, Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in Florida since 1851, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. 828 News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the CEO of Boeing yesterday testifying before a Senate subcommittee.
We understand the gravity, and we're committed to moving forward with transparency and accountability while elevating employee engagement every step of the way.
And that's CEO David Calhoun, and That came as several whistleblowers have come forward claiming their efforts to raise quality concerns prompted retaliation from the company. They're under investigation by the Justice Department and the FAA. A federal task force now recommending intensive counseling for children struggling with obesity. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force calling for behavioral interventions for kids age 6 and older with a high body mass index. And authorities in Nevada, Andrew, say they're looking into a mysterious monolith that recently appeared out of nowhere in the desert near Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Police Department showed a picture of that monolith on Facebook yesterday. Apparently, it's a 10-foot-tall square column with mirrors on all four sides. It was spotted over the weekend in the desert foothills just north of Vegas.
All right. Is it one person and copycats around the world, or is it one guy with enough money and spare time to be going all over the place and putting these things up himself and doesn't have a wife to tell him, this is a bad idea, honey?
Or is it aliens?
Or it's, yeah, no, well, I suppose logically, that's the other thing that we've got to
consider. I want to believe, Andrew. Yeah, I want to believe.
I trust you on that. Willie Mays passes away at the age of 93. Unbelievable historic baseball player. I mean, just some of the records. I mean, 660 home runs alone, plus hitting for average, plus 300 average, plus stealing bases, 386. I mean, just an amazing baseball player all around. And fielding center field, we've all seen the catch.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. On this Juneteenth, traffic just a little lighter. Maybe it's the federal holiday. Maybe it's the heat dome from the Midwest to New England. While the Trump Veep Stakes definitely heats up, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott hosting a Juneteenth policy summit and billionaires fundraiser. While shortlist Senator J.D. Vance helps candidate Trump with debate prep.
Debate prep is really, I think, at least in my limited experience with him, he's thinking about how to translate these really, really important topics into a message that works. And obviously, he's as good at it as anybody.
The debate's 8 days away. After President Biden's executive order for migrants married to U.S. citizens, Montana Senator Steve Daines tells Fox Business.
This is a mass amnesty bill. This is a recruiting tool now for the cartels, because the cartels can tell folks, hey, come to America and Joe Biden's going to give you citizenship.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now, 80 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola. Escambia County officials cut the ribbon yesterday on the new Perdido boat ramp. It's the first boat launch in Escambia County into Perdido Bay. The site features a large two-lane boat ramp space for 62 vehicles with trailers, 22 vehicles without trailers, and it also has its own stormwater treatment facility and even a picnic area. The property was purchased by the Board of Commissioners back in 2013. It was funded through local option sales tax, grants, boat registration fees, and, of course, funding from various federal and state sources. Recognition for an Orange Beach doctor that's credited with saving the life of a teen attacked by a shark in Walton County a few weeks ago. Dr. Ryan Forbes, recognized by the city council in his hometown of Orange Beach.
It feels overwhelming. I mean, it feels great to get, you know, recognition, but I mean, the recognition is just seeing Lulu doing so well.
Forbes talked with WKRG following that city council meeting this week and says he's just happy to see the girl doing as well as she is. Lulu Griven reportedly underwent a surgery this week, and she lost a hand and part of a leg in that attack. The other girl that she was in the water with was also bit and suffered a flesh wound. Another woman was attacked within a few hours, just a few miles away from that location. An arrest made for a sexual assault that happened in Santa Rosa County in May of 2021. 35-year-old George Griffin, currently being held in the Santa Rosa jail without bond. According to an arrest report, the victim said she'd agreed to meet with Griffin for a kiss behind a cottage after roll call when he allegedly pulled down her pants and sexually assaulted her. The victim provided text messages between her and Griffin from the days following, showing the act was not consensual. The warrant was issued back in 2021, but Griffin was just arrested last week. And Escambia County jail records show Griffin's home address being in California. The NAACP of Okaloosa County is holding a town hall meeting regarding the death of senior airman Roger Fortson later this month. That'll be held at the Fort Walton Beach Civic Auditorium on June 29th. Fortson's mother and community leaders will be on hand. They'll be discussing the incident that led to Fortson's death. He was shot and killed when an Okaloosa County deputy responded to an alleged domestic incident in May. Fortson answered the door with a handgun. However, an investigation did determine he never threatened or resisted the deputy, and the use of lethal force was not justified. The deputy involved has since been fired by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. Three people were taken to the hospital after a crash yesterday on Michigan Avenue. That happened in front of a car dealership in the 2300 block when a car and an SUV crashed head-on. Channel 3 reported several people were extricated from those vehicles. EMS took three people to area hospitals. No word on anybody involved's condition. 8:34 right now, News Radio Pensacola. Let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services Now. Call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Still seeing some delays right there at Olive Road and Davis Highway. Even University Parkway is seeing some delays also there, so you might want to plan another route. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
We can expect partly cloudy skies on Wednesday with high temperatures around 90 degrees. That's right on top of the normal high, which is 90. Chance of rain today sitting at 30%. We'll see a couple of afternoon storms. Heading into this evening, partly cloudy and those lows back in the upper 70s. A usual low is about 74. I think for us on Thursday, again, partly cloudy. Chance of rain a little better, more like 50% by Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Christian Garman for WEAR.
And right now it's 80 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton. And your money now. For today, the markets are closed in observation of Juneteenth. But taking a look at some commodity prices today, gold is down $1.30 at $23.45.60. Silver up 13 cents. Today at $29.70. Bitcoin up $734.75 at $65,073.47. Looks like the rest of the crypto market also having an up day today. And oil prices unchanged at $81.57. NVIDIA is now the most valuable public company in the world after its share prices rose on Tuesday, pushing the chipmaker up even past Microsoft. The company's market cap hit $3.3 trillion. Shares have gone up more than ninefold since the end of 2022 as the company's chips are in demand for use in artificial intelligence. LG Electronics and ChargePoint are joining forces to increase production of electric vehicle charging stations. The companies announced a partnership yesterday. New stations are expected to be installed around the country sometime over the summer. The units reportedly will have a combination of LG hardware and ChargePoint software. And the housing market may be showing some signs now of a cool down.
Home prices are rising at the slowest rate in nearly a year and a half. Redfin reports home prices climbed 0.3 point month over month in May. That's the smallest increase since January of last year. Prices are up 7.2% year over year, but now show signs of plateauing. Higher mortgage rates and an increase in new home listings are slowing the price gains. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Thank you very much, Rory. 8:37, our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, simple question. I like simple questions because they're the best source of good arguments. You ready for this?
No.
If you had to pick one, is it better to be nearsighted or farsighted? And in case you don't know the meaning of the words, it's actually very simple. Nearsighted means that you're good at seeing close up and you need glasses for driving, let's say. Farsighted means that you're good at seeing at a distance, but you can't read the soup can label. Okay, you need glasses for the close-up. So is it better to be nearsighted or farsighted? John, I don't know what you're... are you farsighted or nearsighted?
I'm far.
You're farsighted. So you can drive without glasses,
correct,
but you need glasses to read the book or the soup can.
Especially
or
when
menu.
You get older.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Very normal progression. I also am farsighted. For a long time, I didn't have glasses at all, and then the last couple of years, my body has been betraying me. So question for you, 437-1620. Is it better to be farsighted or nearsighted? What do you think?
I think it's better to be... I'm just used to this. So
yes.
To me, this is normal.
Right.
That's how I see it.
You feel like you see it.
I know.
Really?
I know.
So you're accustomed to not having to wear glasses when you drive, and that's nice.
Right.
Or when you're at the beach or when you're swimming or whatever. But, you know, when you go out to eat, you're like, why did they turn out the lights in here?
Exactly.
I don't like this. And why do they print this stuff from ants to watch? You know, that's not very appropriate. 437-1620. I tend to feel the same way.
Uh-huh.
But I think also, like you, I'm familiar with this. And I'm very grateful that I can drive without glasses. I'm very grateful that, again, when I play sports,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't need glasses to play sports, okay?
Right.
I can just do whatever I do. But God help me if I try to read a paperback or the instructions on the corned beef package. I'm just telling you, it's get out the phone, take the picture, blow it up, or sometimes even if I've got my glasses, right? Because you have
right.
mid-range and then, you know, close-up range, and mine are calibrated for, like, computer distance. So 437-1620, I asked my wife the same question because she's nearsighted.
Uh-huh.
She blind as a bat at a distance, okay, which favors me, I suppose. But close up, you know, she can read
like,
things
oh.
close up, and she's fine. And she's like, oh, my God, why would I ever, you know, why would I ever want the other? And I'm like, well, but dear.
Yeah. but
she's
dear.
Right that you do probably on a daily use the close up more often than the far. But that's why I wanted to ask the question. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Would you rather be nearsighted or farsighted? Somebody here says I'd rather be nearsighted. Somebody here says I'd rather be nearsighted. I need explanations, people.
Right.
You can't just register a vote. This is not like going to the polling place. I need to have a, you know, give me some elucidation. Give me some elaboration.
In other
give
words,
me some other
you...
words that start with E and end in shun.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you nearsighted, farsighted? Tell us what
Why?
You are, too.
Why would you prefer?
Right.
Let's see. Somebody here says, farsighted is better because if you lose your glasses, then you're all jacked up. on the other one. Okay.
Okay.
Also, let's see. I would say in a fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if you can't see something 3 feet away from you, you're gonna be in trouble in a fight. So better to be farsighted. If your glasses get broken, you know, if the bully punches you in the nose, better to be farsighted.
Right. True.
You can still engage. Somebody says, farsighted, you can see the enemy coming. Oh, same way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right? You can see the enemy
exactly.
coming, right? Is that? What is that?
What is
distance?
That?
I can't tell. Let's see. 437-1620. Somebody here says, if I was farsighted, I'd leave my glasses in the car so when I'm driving, I've got them. Right. Right. Because mm-hmm. you wouldn't need them except basically in... somebody Uh-oh. Says, this is the most Sophie's Choice of questions ever. I'd rather be nearsighted, only because I'm used to being this kind of blind. If I have to read and can't find my glasses, I'm going to lose my, you know, mm-hmm. well, mine, but that's not what they meant. they had another word in mind. Somebody says, I just had cataract surgery in one eye, waiting for the other next month. I'm very grateful and thankful technology today can correct my eyesight. I do not need glasses to drive, and I don't mind reading glasses to read up close. I'm kind of that same way. Maybe it's something about reading the book that... That's a glasses activity,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereas I've never had to wear glasses for the distance kind of stuff, particularly for driving. And I think you had the right insight in the beginning. It's what you're familiar with that makes you the most scared to lose it.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. 90% of people will probably, because you don't know any difference.
I will say this. It's I find it entertaining and disappointing and weird in the psychological sense. What I will do is if I can't read the label typically, mm-hmm. you know, because they do print them so small and I read it and eventually I get to the point where like, I don't really need to read that anyway.
Yeah,
I just give up and I pretend like it doesn't even matter. I'm just going to cook it the way I want to cook it.
This invention, the phone.
Oh, the phone for sure.
Magnifying
yeah,
glass.
Take a picture and blow it up.
Yeah.
1,000 times for sure. All right. and also that if you're at the restaurant, you can have the flashlight on the menu.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nothing makes you feel old like being in the restaurant asking the waiter to wait while you use the flashlight to read the menu in the ordinarily lit room.
And you're trying to hide it, too.
Oh, my
you're
God.
To cover
it's the
it up.
Worst. It's so embarrassing. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now, but again, seeing some slowdowns if you're on... let's see here, Davis and Olive Road, east and westbound. Seeing some delays also southbound on Davis right there at Olive. So just be prepared for that. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are just fantastic at this. 175 homes sold last year. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, you know, a typical realtor is happy to sell like, I mean, 4 or 5 a year. 175 in a year. You know, is okay. I mean, that's more than 3 a week. And during the height of the boom, of course, they were selling houses same day, multiple offers above list price, easy peasy. Even then, it was useful to have her because they knew how to get the best possible value out of that situation. But now when the market is slower and there's uncertainty in the interest rates and all of that, now especially is when you need a good realtor to help you buy or sell because they can navigate the terrain, get you the best, you know, opportunity to buy or to sell either way. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Got a couple of texts in here on the question of the day, which is, if you had to be one, is it better to be nearsighted or farsighted? I think a lot of this is just what you're familiar with. You probably would hate to give up the one that you actually have that works right. Somebody texts in, says, Andrew, you say that being farsighted helps you in a fight or when enemies are approaching. How many fights are you getting into or anticipating? Is that
That's
really a
I
problem
was,
for me?
I was considering that question, but I wasn't going to. Somebody did it for me. Thank you.
Well, with some of the comments I make about local elected leaders, you got to be prepared for some stuff. Let me just, you know, you got to be at least aware of the possibilities.
Surroundings.
Somebody else says, I love our Irish restaurant, McGuire's, mm-hmm. But the red lighting menu makes menu reading a real pain. McGuire, look, I love McGuire's too, but
oh, yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to read the menu in the lighting, in the dark, underneath the table, whatever. Somebody says, cataract surgery. So I'm currently nearsighted in one eye and farsighted in the other. I think I'm liking the farsighted better.
Okay.
And by the way, this is a whole nother issue, but I am unwilling to accept the progressives, the bi, trifocals, any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
I know people love it, but I just can't.
Neither can I.
No, not
These
doing
are just
that.
Regular glasses.
Somebody here says, simple solution. I just need to be 20 again, so everything would work.
Sweet.
Oh, my kids laugh at me. And it's, like, you don't believe that it's possible that they have no problem reading that.
Oh, I know.
It's hard to just right. remember that that's the case. And it's not a memory issue. I hope. Let's see. Somebody here, please do a segment on glaucoma. Probably one of the most misunderstood eye diseases. There's no symptoms. You slowly lose your peripheral vision, and then your complete vision, non-reversible. If you don't pay attention, it's done. Ask me how I know. No, that's true. There's nothing. Somebody says there's nothing worse than not being able to drive when you are a caregiver waiting for your cataract surgery. I spend a lot of money on Uber. Oh, I bet. Oh. Farsighted, I can wear cool sunglasses. Right.
Right.
Right, you can, for sure. 437-1620. This is a follow-up text. I'd love a good callback. The follow-up to the text that asked, how many fights are you worried about having to get into?
Right.
And this person says, no, Andrew's just getting ready for the next Milton City Council meeting.
Oh!
Bazunga! We'll leave it on that note. 437-1620. Hey, if you need to get a car, good quality used car, Frontier Motors has a wide selection. 300 good quality, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices, cars on the lot. Test drive a few, test drive a bunch, sit in a bunch. The whole idea at Frontier is they know you hate buying a car. Everybody hates it. The goal is to make it as not hateful as possible. Like, that you kind of don't mind a little bit. Maybe I might be too much to ask that you enjoy the process, but at least you don't mind. And so they just want to make it easy for you. I know it was easy for us. Like, we kind of bought a car inadvertently. I mean, we were going to drive a car, and because they were the only ones who had it, and we knew we wanted to buy one. We knew we needed to replace our car, but we didn't know for sure this is what we wanted, so we wanted to test drive it. We test drove it. It was exactly what we wanted, right color, right age, right miles, all that. And we just wound up buying it because it was, I mean, it was easier than to come back, frankly. So Frontier Motors is just a great, easy experience for buying cars. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Hey.
By the way, that is a dark movie. Con Air. That is a...
Oh, yeah.
There's parts
sure.
of that movie that are challenging. I'll just put it that way. 8:54 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you have plumbing work, AC work, electrical, or air conditioning... I think I said AC already. Plumbing, AC, electrical, heating. Heating is the other one. Don't think about that when it's, a predator complaining about the heat out temperatures. that's right. Isn't that where we're at right now? And we're not even all the way there. We're still preheating. Anyway, Peden, air conditioning, heating, electrical, and plumbing, they'll take care of you. Expanding all along the Gulf Coast, all the way east to Tallahassee. And then, you know, west, they've been to Baldwin County last year, now to Mobile County. So pretty much everywhere in the central time zone, all along the Gulf Coast. Professional service techs show up and do the work they said they're going to do. Take care of you. Stand by at 100% satisfaction guaranteed after. And... right now, celebrating 55 years in business, they've got a complete AC inspection for $55. Or, I mean, you could do both, but they've also got a $55 tanked water heater flush and plumbing inspection for $55. Call today to remove the sediment and build up, hurting how fast your water heats up. And that's Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. No accidents to let you know about, but I am seeing... So if you're traveling on Davis Highway and Johnson Avenue right in front of the hospital, before the hospital, actually, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, things are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, we have, you know, in years past, we probably spent more time talking about this, and this year for no particular reason, we just haven't. But it is Juneteenth today, and, you know, that we talked a lot about Milton. Here's a good thing out of Milton. Okay, Mayor Heather Lindsay was reading the Juneteenth proclamation the other day and talking about it.
Whereas President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, yet slavery continued in areas where the absence of Union troops allowed the Confederacy to withhold news of emancipation from the 250,000 enslaved people in Texas. And whereas on June 19th, 1865, Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, with news that the Confederacy had surrendered and that all enslaved people in Texas were free. And whereas freedmen in Texas organized the inaugural celebration of Jubilee Day on June 19th the following year.
You know, people, I still think there's a number of people that have one of two reactions, negative reactions to Juneteenth. I mean, it's going down, and I think it's understandable for people to maybe not always embrace change right away. One reaction, I'll just call the racist reaction, which is you feel like, you know, I don't want to celebrate something that celebrates black people. Really? I mean, I just hope that's not anybody. I mean, and if it is, you know, you have problems, okay? The other part is just kind of a misunderstanding. There's a feeling like Juneteenth is somehow like a woke holiday. Like somehow this is a leftist thing. Like somehow this is a, you know, it's all part of that whole thing of challenging America and undermining America. Maybe it's a black holiday. No, it's an American celebration. I mean, just think about what Juneteenth represents. That's the day when the rest of the slaves who were still experiencing slavery found out they'd been freed and were in practice, on the ground, on the plantation, freed. That is, you know, the Civil War result actually coming to fruition to all of the people. That's a great accomplishment. That is a, I mean, it's sad that we ever had to have it and sad that we have to think about that it was true and sad that we think about all the race. I mean, all of those. But Americans actually fought other Americans in order to liberate these people from slavery. And then went through the process of sending troops over to make sure they were actually all freed from slavery. That is an American holiday. That's a bragging thing. That's a thing we should be happy we fixed. I hate that we had to fix it, but the fact that we fixed it is good. So celebrate it, enjoy it, and don't think of it as, you know, I don't know, some woke plot or some black holiday or whatever. This is a we should all together. Because if you can't, what's the reason for the can't? Like, you can't hold arms with black people who think about their heritage and white people who think about their heritage. And, you know, it's weird. But, I mean, I get it because I get that first level of reaction that some people have. I'm just saying, when you think it all the way through, that should not be a problem whatsoever. All right, time. We've been so bad at doing future news lately. Time for future news. Go ahead and play the Back to the Future music. We just do it so rarely that I don't even tell John to do it. So future news, that's when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. First question, Heather Lindsay, with all the beleaguered elements of her mayoralty, is she going to leave or is she going to stay as the mayor? Put your mic. There you go.
She's going to stay.
I think she said she's going to stay at least through November.
Right.
Which I think is a weird thing. If health issues are the problem, I mean, just take care of your health, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Matt Gaetz, the 83rd round of allegations about him and wrongdoing, all this. Is this going to amount to any? I mean, are we actually going to get evidence this time? Are we actually going to get anything that looks like a substantial treatment of the claims?
I'd say no.
I also think no. I just, you know, at a certain point, put up or shut up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, put up or shut up. We didn't really talk about this today, but the Next Generation Air Dominance Fighter, does it get made?
Yes.
I think no at this point, actually.
Breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.